I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. Barneveld won a girls' basketball game against River Valley last night by a final score of 52-37. The host Blackhawks played well throughout, trailing 15-5. River Valley came back to lead 25-24 at halftime. Barneveld trailed 28-26, but then went on an 18-0 scoring run to take a lead in the second half they would not give up, on the way to improving to 14-6 on the season. River Valley was led in scoring by Ella Myers with 13, Brooklyn Stokes had 11, Alexis DeVinny scored 6, Bella DeVinny had 4, Mackenzie Woodhouse 2, and Heidi Heglin had 1. The Blackhawks made 3 three-pointers and went 8-for-13 at the free throw line. Their season record is now 10-9. The Golden Eagles won the JV game 44-35 over River Valley. Barneveld's varsity was led in scoring by Isabel Durst with 24. She recently scored her 1,000th point for the Golden Eagles. Bryn Meyer had 14, Aaron Lassie 7, Maya Norton made a 3, and Eliza Gordon and Hannah Esch each had 2 points. Barneveld made a total of 3 three-pointers, and they went 3-for-6 at the line. Head coach Jim Myers became Wisconsin's all-time winningest girls basketball coach when his team won a game earlier this season. Prior to last night's game, I congratulated him on the honor.
It's something that's just longevity, but you still have to have a lot of good kids to get to that point.
Yeah, winning as girls' basketball coach in the state. Could you see a coach starting out now and having a kind of longevity? Is it tougher coaching now, or how do you look at it?
I think it's tougher coaching now. I think back in the 70s when I started, that was people's careers. A lot of coaches, Jerry Pettigrew and so on, guys that stuck around for 25, 30 years, that were teachers. And I never was a teacher, but, I was able to be in town and had my own business, so I was there. But it's tougher now. I think the average is down pretty low to what people want to stick around anymore, which is too bad because continuity helps a lot.
I think one of the successes anymore, you have to coach pretty much year-round, through summer and everything. That wasn't probably the case when you started, was it?
Well, we were able to do some, and I think that's what got us going a little earlier. We were able to do a little bit and got kids into some tournaments and whatever, but it's in a small school, and I'm sure River Valley is the same way down here too. You got a lot of kids doing the same thing, and you got to split them up and let volleyball have their share and softball have their share and basketball, so then it gets tougher to get a lot of time in with them.
The coach of Barneveld, Jim Myers. Following the 52-37 varsity win, Barneveld will play at Dodgeville tonight. River Valley will now prepare for conference rival Platteville on Thursday night. Riverdale fell to Highland on Monday evening, 59-50, and they fell to 10-9 on the season. The Riverdale girls led by Zuri Dennis with 16. Lily Barr scored 13. Kennedy Cooey hit 3 threes for 9 points. Forwards Bailey Harris and Macy McKay each added 6 for the Chieftains. The varsity girls hit the road tonight looking for their 5th conference win of the season when they play Iowa Grant. Highland improved to 8-11 on the season with a win. They now have won 3 out of the last 4 games. Adeline Esser led the Cardinals with 23, including 4 three-pointers. Kate Terrell and Sophie Terrell had 11 and 10 points each. Celia Olson and Caitlin Miller each had 5. Highland will next be in action when they head to conference rival River Ridge coming up on Thursday night. Elsewhere, River Ridge was the winner over Boscobel in girls basketball, 65-14. Cuba City, 74-62 over Platteville. River Ridge, Illinois over Benton, 66-28. Viroqua, 66. Toma, 61. Belleville, 59. Belmont, 55. Boys basketball last night. It was senior night at Ithaca. The Bulldogs honoring their senior boys. And they were winners against Iowa Grant, 63-45. Devin Iam had 14. Cody Burns, 13. Sammy Clary, 10. River Ridge, 77-36 over Boscobel. Hillsboro, 76. Lafarge, 39. Royal, 64-41 over Mauston. Mineral Point, 79. Lancaster, 50. Cuba City, 54-41 over Platteville. Westfield, 76. New Lisbon, 42. Potosi, 80. Southwestern, 75. Cassville, 71-61 over Schulzburg. Belleville, 72. Wisconsin Heights, 42. Wisconsin Dells, 54-53 over Lodi, and Marcus Anne beat Portage, 70-53. to 58. On tonight's schedule, girls basketball, as mentioned, Riverdale at Iowa Grant, Southwestern at Binwell Point, Boscobel at Cuba City, Darlington at Fenimore in the SWAL, Ithaca is at Kickapoo in the Ridge and Valley, DeSoto at Lafarge, and Seneca at Waseca Steuben. Potosi Cassville is at Lancaster as well. Boys basketball, Stoughton at Reedsburg, Sparta at Viroqua, Fenimore at Lancaster. Riverdale travels to Kickapoo. They'll start early tonight. The JV game begins at 4:30. And Westby at Richland Center. That's our featured broadcast tonight. Boys basketball from the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. And we're getting set for wrestling action. It's conference tournament Saturday coming up this weekend at the Scenic Ridge and Rivers Tournament in Elroy at Royal High School and also at Prairie du Chien for the SWAL-SWC Traditional Clash. I talked to co-head coach Dan Makovic of River Valley yesterday about how his team has been faring, and they have still been busy lately.
The wrestlers that we had competing this weekend were only the girls for varsity competition. Montana Joles, Aubrey Conway, and Mackenzie Schulte all wrestled at the girls' Richland Center invite, which was awesome. It's nice to see that there's a lot of local wrestling opportunities for these girls now, and it was really cool that we were able to get something going, and then Richland Center was able to get something going, and I know that everyone's hoping that those things continue. We did send some of our boys to the JV Timberwolf Scramble. Typically, that's a tournament where there's some varsity competition to go along with the JV kids. They don't really go with weight classes. They just weigh everybody in and just pair them up based on ability, and it's just good to get a couple matches in before this big tournament run we're about to have.
Absolutely, and so you're working this week. What are some things you work on in practice this time of year in February?
To be honest with you, one of the things that we focus on is now we're starting to scout what teams we're going to be seeing the next 4 weeks. And one of the things we typically run into with teams like Fenimore and Iowa Grant is they really want to control the ties. So we work on getting away from ties in different situations. And one thing we work on hard right now is the Russian or two-on-one arm tie. Those teams like to get to that, utilize it. And right now, the way it's called in a match is if someone has a two-on-one tie and you're not doing anything defensively to get away from it, you're stalling, which is very interesting because in the past, it used to be if you're holding the two-on-one and doing nothing, then you're stalling. So there's just a lot of different little tweaks and game plan things that we're going to be working on and looking at, you know, who we're going to be wrestling a lot.
Dan Makovic at River Valley. WRCO's coverage coming up on Saturday. And, of course, the weather looks a little tricky for Saturday as well. We'll keep you posted on those notes and any events and if they change coming up for this weekend. That's still quite a ways away. Bowling scores from the Major Bowling League. Series high, Lonesome Dove Tavern, a 34-93 series. New York Life, 34-74. Cardinal CG, a 34-36. Team high game, Geary Construction at 12-37. Lonesome Dove Tavern at 12-28. New York Life at 1,200 game. Series high, Ken Nix Jr. a 662. Todd Gruber a 653. Ken Nix Sr. a 649. And for the high game honors, a tie. Three-way tie. Kirk Bardo, Kevin Jasper, and Ken Nix Jr. all had 246 games. Jason Edgerly a 238. Derek Calland with a 236 during week 22 of 32 in the Major Bowling League. On the state of Wisconsin scene, the Bucks were dismantled on the road at Oklahoma City Tuesday night. The score was 125-96. The game was more one-sided than that. The Thunder had a 41-point lead, 116-75 at the end of three. Milwaukee was playing without its marquee players, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Damian Lillard, Chris Middleton, and Brooke Lopez. The score was 39-22 after one quarter, and Oklahoma City toyed with the visitors the rest of the way. The Bucks' record falls to 26-22. The next game is at Charlotte on Wednesday night. For the first time in 10 weeks, the Marquette Golden Eagles aren't among the top 10 teams in the AP College basketball rankings. A loss to UConn knocks the team down to number 11 after a 1-1 week. The Wisconsin Badgers slid down four positions to number 21. Both Marquette and Wisconsin return to action tonight. The Golden Eagles play at St. John's and the Badgers host Indiana. Coach Greg Gard at his conference yesterday talked about the leadership of John Tanjay.
You know, he's played really well. That's an understatement, obviously, and he's done it in a pretty efficient way, and he's been pretty consistent, you know, other than not scoring at USC, which that's why this team is so good. We have other guys that can step up, and then when we have all parts clicking, we're a really, really good team.
Hear that game tonight on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450 as the Badgers take on Indiana. Last night in college basketball, number 16 Kansas over number 8 Iowa State, 69-52. And that is an update on sports for a Tuesday morning. I'm Phil Nee.